My name is Les Harris. As a child, I attended Highfield Church and was a member of the choir with my cousin and friends. When I went to Porthcawl School, I stopped going to church in my teenage years through the 60s, as there was much going on, rugby bowls, drinking, partying. Partying your life away, we all thought we were untouchable in those days. But there was always something or someone keeping me on the straight and narrow. Then a life-changing moment in my life, I met my wife, Daphne. She was a Christian. We were married in Guildhall Church four years later. When I went to church with her quite often, she did not pressure me either way, because I still thought it was hypocritical to be a sinner all week. And I think going on a Sunday, everything would be okay. So I thought myself not worthy of being a Christian. When we emigrated to Canada, we had a good life there for 7 years, where two of my children, Owen and Michael, were born. And then on my 40th birthday, I had Natasha. We were back in Wales then. And for sure, they were a gift from God. My wife took them to Guildhall every Sunday, and I went there sometimes when things were going on. Still no pressure from my wife to change my ways. But a little something was always there nudging me. In the last couple of years, jumping on, I have been coming to church on a regular basis and found the people so much more friendly, and really a lot of the hymns and the songs I get a lot out of. Then another step came in Guildhall, just not singing but supporting Daphne, but not for just herself but for myself, which made me both think more about church than ever before. Martin had a lot to do with this, as I'm sure you all agree. He has a little bit of wit when he's in his sermons, but you always know his love for Jesus, and that love rubs off on you. Then the baptism day of the 9 that made me want to really know more. The testimonies of Bev as she was just passing Guildhall and was drawn in to be baptized was truly amazing. And Rob, if you haven't heard his testimony, you want to get on the internet and listen to it. And so all the others as well, they're really worth listening to. Where am I? You were lost in that. Sorry about this. Oh, you can see.
I can see, I'm watching you. I'm here.
That made me truly inspiring, so I went to see Martin and asked him about baptism classes. I went through those and found them really good, and I prayed to my family and friends, but still felt myself not worthy. But then the big change in my life, the Alpha course. The group of people, all on the same wavelength, looking for the thing. We talked and laughed with each other, and I feel that I made some good friends for life, real fellowship. The weekend away, the group was amazing. We talked, had good food together, and then enjoyed each other's company. Kath and Irwin were really great, such enthusiasm for what they are teaching. But Saturday evening and Sunday morning sessions was not prepared for what happened. As we prayed, I felt a feeling come over me that I cannot put into words. Very emotional and a feeling of peace. Truly amazing weekend I will never forget. Since then, I've been taking communion, as I do believe that Jesus and that he died on the cross for me. Now when I pray, I give thanks to my family and others, and also for myself. Just a short story. I recently had a bad chest infection, which I had to stop taking some strong painkilling tablets that I had for arthritis. And I suffered a bad withdrawal symptom. For about 3 days and nights, my body and head were all over the place. So I turned to pray for strength. I believe God was listening, and about the third night I finally dropped off to sleep. I was woken up by a hymn going through my head in the early hours of the morning. I continued and went in and out of sleep, and all that time, every time I woke up, that song was still there. So when I prayed for strength, I believed God gave it to me. I do believe this is a sign to follow his way, and this is why I'm here today, to take the leap of faith and to be baptized. That hymn was the one we sang earlier on, "Come, now is the time to worship." And so on, "Come as you are before God." those few words in a hymn. Come on.
Doing well.
Can you read the last bit?
Yeah. Those few words in this hymn now means so much to me. My wife has waited 44 years for me to say that. God must have given her the patience of Job, and I know what this means to her and my daughter as well. And don't worry, my boys, he waited long enough for me. He is a patient God.